Why are you not fighting this now if you're so sure you had the right science behind you?
Spencer, ultimately there are different scientific views on this matter. And you're right, we could spend more money, we could spend several more years fighting about this in the courts. But there's no doubt that the federal government feels very certain of its science, and it would mount a fight as well. And I have to make a decision about what is the best long-term interests of Queenslanders. We need to get on with finding water, not fighting in the courts.
Do you still say that the Traveston Crossing Dam would be the best solution to our future water needs?
Yes, I do. I would never have put it forward if I was not absolutely confident of the scientific evidence that we presented to the Commonwealth and absolutely confident that it was the best place. Spencer, we know from the rainfall in the last 3 years since it was announced that it would have filled 10 times. So, in this business, you have to accept the decision and you have to find the next solution. We have 2.5 million people in the fastest growing region of Australia, and we know that there are going to be more people here in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, and we simply have to make provision. Water is not a luxury, it's not an option. I don't want to pry into your personal habits, Spencer, but I'm prepared to bet that this morning you've probably got up, had a shower, made a cup of tea, maybe did a little bit of washing up of the cup, and water has been used every hour since you've been awake.
Correct. I've done all of those things. It was coffee, not tea, but all of those things, yes. I have an email here from Philip Walker. He says, I believe you're interviewing Ms. Bligh in the morning. Please, Spencer, ask if she will apologise to the families at the Merri Valley for ripping their social fabric apart and showing such disregard to their families for 3.5 years. Don't let her spin the question, yes or no. Will she apologise?
Well, thank you for that, Spencer. I do understand the terrible pain that's been endured by the people of the Merri Valley. Unfortunately, there's no alternative to going down the path of investigating something's suitability, doing all of the research, presenting the scientific evidence. You can't just walk into a place and say, well, this is right or this is wrong. You have to actually go through the process of doing the assessments. And that happens on every major project. Airport Link, for example, we've seen 200 properties resumed. Every major piece of infrastructure that the people of Queensland use has involved, for the most part, some disruption to an existing community.
Will you apologise for the sleepless nights endured by those people over the last 3.5 years?
What I say to the people of the Merri Valley is that I understand how difficult it's been for you, but I have to acknowledge my responsibility as Premier to find water for 2.5 million people. What we've tried to do diligently for the people of the Merri Valley is provide services, provide assistance, provide information, and I think treat them very fairly as we've gone through this process. There are no alternatives to this process. This is the legal process by which you investigate the suitability of a proposal for a dam.
And no apology, though, despite the fact, I mean, we know clearly what you wanted it to be the outcome. That hasn't happened. You still don't think that there is room just to say, sorry, it has been a period of instability and uncertainty for you.
Spencer, I think I've said, I'm very sorry that they've had to endure this sort of pain, but I'm equally committed to my responsibilities as Premier, as I think the other 2.5 million Southeast Queenslanders expect, to look for water and to investigate it thoroughly, to do all the environmental assessments, to present the science to the federal government. There isn't any shortcuts to that. We had to do it properly, and we did.
All right. Will you fund an assistance package to help rebuild the community and create jobs?
What we have to do now, Spencer, is put our resources, the resources of taxpayers, into the alternative sources of water. The community in the Merri Valley has been the recipient of a number of services over the last 3 years, I think very appropriately. Now what we need to do is take the resources that are available and find and put them into investigating, developing, planning and constructing desalination plant to ensure that people don't run out of water.
So there won't be further assistance for the people of the Merri Valley now, monetary assistance?
Well, there will be some. We'll continue the existing assistance over the next 6 months as we go through the process of working through with each one of them who have voluntarily sold their properties. Do they want to buy it back? What do they want to do? But at the end of that time, then we'll be making sure that we getting value for taxpayers with the next water solution.
Premier, what happens now? Those properties that you bought up, 494 properties, there are reports that many of them were bought at above market rates. So when you sell them, do you sell them back at the amount that you bought them for, or do you sell them at market rate, in which case you're not going to recoup the money, some of the money that was lost? I mean, what will be the process now for people buying back if they want to? Because that's the other thing. What happens if they don't want to buy back the property that you bought from them? What happens with all that now?
These properties, the people who sold them, as would happen in any other project, get first right of refusal. That is, some of them will want to buy them back, others will not. And I'm not sure where you've got the allegation that they'll bought it higher than market value. These things are negotiated with owners, but we've ensured value for money for taxpayers in those negotiations. Those people who do not want to buy them back, they are the property of the state, and they will be put into the market at a time when they'll get a good return for taxpayers. This is not unusual. Well, it's not unprecedented. There have been, in the past, previous governments who've bought houses for transport corridors, for example, and then a different transport solution is found, and those houses are then sold back into the market, and ultimately taxpayers get their money back, and that's a good thing.
There would probably be some concerns in that area that you would you're effectively now going to flood the market, and that real estate prices, at least in the short to medium term, will plummet in that area.
Well, there's no urgency, Spencer. In fact, and that's a good point, what we'll be doing is getting, we obviously want to get the best return for taxpayers. It doesn't matter if we take a number of years to slowly put these houses back into the market, because we want to get a good return as well. So I don't think that homeowners in that area need to worry about that.
Does this mark the death knell of your career as Premier?
What this marks is the beginning of the next phase of looking for water solutions. We have, over the last 2 years, been involved in a long public discussion about a 50-year water strategy. And I think, let's all just take ourselves back a couple of years. We came perilously close to running out of water, and we cannot let that happen again. So what we've put in place is a 50-year water strategy that looks at what population will we have, what do we know about likely rainfall patterns, and what do we know about available technology. And desalination is the best available alternative to the Traveston Crossing Dam, and that's the next step.
But just leaving aside water security for a moment, though, the security of your job as leader of the ALP, how secure are you as leader of the ALP and Premier?
Spencer, I was elected in March this year with a mandate to guide Queensland through some very rough water out of the global financial crisis. That's what we're doing. But to stay ahead of some of the big challenges, and population growth, without a doubt, is one of our biggest. It won't matter who's Premier, we're going to see Southeast Queensland grow. And issues like water, like roads, like schools, like hospitals, that's what we'll be focusing on.
Do you feel secure?
Absolutely.
As leader of the party?
Absolutely.
Will you pursue any further dams in Queensland? You have made the remark that this decision effectively scuttles any, but potentially any future for dams, because you believed it was as green a dam as could possibly be built. So will you, are dams just completely off the drawing board now, or will you pursue the possibility of a dam somewhere else in the state?
Spencer, when we identified the Traveston Crossing Dam, it was after a very comprehensive look at a range of possible dam sites. And the only other dam sites in the southeast that would provide anything like that sort of water are all in areas with pristine rainforest, etc., which would certainly not be suitable. I think it is important for people who don't know this area of southeast Queensland to understand this is not the Daintree, this is not the Franklin below Gordon. This is land that was cleared more than 100 years ago, and the reason that the species that the federal minister took into account are endangered is because of human activity for more than a century has deteriorated the habitat of these species. So if you cannot build a dam in an area that's like that, then it's very hard to see how you'd ever get a dam, I think, built anywhere in Australia.
When will we see a desal plant in Lytton?
We would, on the current predictions, need another desal plant by 2017. So over the next 6 to 8 years, I think you'll start to see planning and development of that project.